I'm Pat Callahan.
And I'm Joe Torti, and today on a Nicky and the Crew edition of This Week in Pro Football.
Here we go again, Joey T. Time for Nicky Six to ride in, grab the reins, and hoist another Lombardi. What could possibly go wrong?
A year ago, Carson Wentz was mayor of Philadelphia. Now he's yesterday's news. What happened to number 11 in 2018?
In Chicago, Dallas, and Seattle, something called defense is making a comeback. Can one of these teams turn back the offensive tide in the playoffs?
Sal Powell and the Eagles' chances in L.A. Chris Harris returns for the playoff run. Pat hates defensive penalties, and I love the pick segment. Right now on This Week in Pro Football.
This Week in Pro Football.
Don't make me sock you.
This Week in Pro Football.
Leave it up. Wait on three. One, two, three.
Hardest-hitting football show in Philadelphia.
Expert guests.
Featuring weekly correspondent Sal Palantonio, taking you inside the Eagles and the entire NFL.
You come this far, you play with trust, you play with confidence, and you play physical.
It's This Week in Pro Football.
Are you ready for some football?
And now, Pat Callahan.
All right. Callahan and Torti here for This Week in Pro of Football. A little nice job by Tyler Zoy there behind the glass. It's Nicky and the Crew time.
Of course.
Joey, right? That's when you know that football success is under the tree here in Philadelphia when Nick Foles gets the reins again as the Eagles go to face the an L.A. Ram team that's coming off a horrible 15-6 loss on Sunday Night Football to the Chicago Bears last week. And a spread that has gone from 11 to near 13 since the news got out late in the week that Wentz was now he's doubtful. I mean, what I heard you mention this in the 9 o'clock hour, Joe. All you hear is overwhelming talk that he's done for the season. You're gonna strap this guy into a plane and fly him 6 hours out to L.A. with a bad back?
Makes no sense. It makes zero sense. If he's your franchise investment, then that's what you're going to do, especially to not play him, to potentially not play him.
But, I mean, are they doing it? Is he going?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I mean,
it's a well-guarded secret. Yeah. I mean, you hear Doug Peterson get all testy. Oh, he's listed as questionable, and that's what it's going to be. So I'm done answering questions about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe. Look, Carson, listen, in deference to your bad back, we're going to give you an aisle seat. Are you kidding me? It's a six-hour flight. I don't know.
Can lay down in the aisle.
I don't know, but I guess... you made reference to that, and of course, the excellent Timmy Mack. I read this piece on ESPN.com from the press conference. Joe, you might actually have heard it. You know, when they started to pressure Peterson about, you know, when he was a limited participant with a back injury, a consecutive Wednesdays in late October, was a stress fracture related to that injury? Well, Peterson gets annoyed. He has a stress, quote, he has a stress injury. It's evolved over time and it requires no surgery. I'm not answering any more questions about it. We're playing the Rams in 2 days if you guys haven't figured this out.
Okay.
You think Doug getting a little testy there, Joey?
See if there was a snarky reporter there, an intrepid snarky reporter. I would like, yeah, I think it'd be important for Carson Wentz, your franchise quarterback, to be available for that game against the Rams. So, you know, what's the deal?
Yep.
I don't know.
So I think the it's just this little tempest here. Joe, is kind of like just symbolic of a season that has just gone wrong. And I've been talking all along about a hangover. Now, there are many, many, many cooks in this kitchen, if you will, about why the Eagles season has gone, you know, from a defending Super Bowl champion to 6-7 and a double-digit underdog on Sunday Night Football in Week 15. You know, and injuries is number one at the top of the list, Joe, and it's just astounding the number of serious, you know, injuries and guys the Eagles have lost, certainly. But I just think, too, it's just not in the short, what is it, Joe, 9 months? It's just not the same team as last year.
No, and a lot of the faces are the same, which is kind of confusing. Like, you would understand that if a lot of core pieces left, and don't get me wrong, there were some significant departures, but by and large, the core of this team was kept intact, and the new faces that were brought in were thought to really boost and enhance the Eagles' chances of going on a repeat run. It's really the same cast of characters not performing the same play, so to speak.
Yep. 12 guys on injured reserve, though, so I mean that does count. But I do agree with you. And let me hit you with a couple things here. Let's talk about last week's game, if you will. Okay, Now, I am going to get off on a rant about the officiating, but not yet. Just about this game and the season in general with Carson Wentz, right? You just say, you know, how much of 6-7 is Carson's fault? You know, I don't really lay a lot on him, Joe. I mean, I think he's seventh in the league in quarterback rating, 69.6% completions, 21 TDs, 7 picks. I think he's had a very good season. So I don't think you lay a lot of it off on him. But I did say last week he's got to win a game that they're supposed to lose, and he couldn't do it. And so I said, I mean, how much do you look at 6-7? How much do you lay on his, and I'm just going to just ask you, just his inability to win games that they're supposed to lose?
Well, I mean, I look at his contributions to their record as losing games that they were supposed to win. You know,
all right, that's fair too.
So the Carolina game and the Tennessee game, I don't think either of those are feathers in the cap of Carson Wentz. But by and large, I agree with you in that there was no signature win where it's like you could identify with the Bears, you could identify with the Chiefs. There were wins where you're like, okay, this team is for real. And the Eagles never had that. They never came in and upset somebody. They never made a statement by stomping somebody. And some of that does have to be on Carson Wentz, I think.
I think so. And I'm going to hit you. Carson Wentz has attempted 401 passes so far this year. Zach Ertz has 129 targets. Now, I know the first two games, Wentz was not the quarterback, so I can't parse it exactly as to between Wentz and Ertz. But just if you'll allow me, 129 targets to the tight end, 401 attempts. That's a 32% ratio of Wentz's passes going to Zach Ertz. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, to throw that many passes to your tight end? Is it because no one else is getting open? Or is it because he is tunneling to Ertz as soon as he backpedals?
I think it's more the second than the first. Because people talk about Golden Tate. Oh, how come Golden Tate's not getting open? Alshon Jeffrey's not getting open. They are. Actually, if you watch the game film, they all are getting open. It's just that Zach Ertz is the first and second read on a lot of plays for Carson Wentz for whatever reason, whether that's design, whether that's just the fact that they have a really good connection and Wentz is aware of that. He just trusts him. But you're right, Pat. Every time that he drops back to pass, there's a better than not chance that Zach Ertz is going to be the one who's getting the target.
Yeah. I don't know. You look at some of these other guys, Joe. Tyreek Hill with the Chiefs, 121 targets. And that's in one extra game. Mike Evans, 111 targets. DeAndre Hopkins of Houston has 124 targets. He has fewer targets than Zach Ertz.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that clearly is a factor in why the Eagles, they never score 30 points. They couldn't do it, you know, again, and they needed to win that game. You know, Dallas ran 93 plays last week in that game. And now, granted, some of it was overtime, I know that, but, I mean, that's two games worth of plays they almost ran. The Eagles could not keep the ball.
And one of the differences, Pat, is that, like, I know that people don't want to hear the excuse, but having Torrey Smith last year, the vertical threat is like has a role on this team. So not having Mike Wallace this year really hurt because you can dink and dunk down the field with Zach Ertz and then go back to Wallace.
No question, you're right. No question. So what do? They go out and get the ultimate, the ultimate third down possession receiver.
Yeah.
And look, let's be honest here. This was a few weeks ago. When that trade deadline happened, the end of October, and the Eagles acquired Golden Tate for a third-round pick, everybody lost. Oh, Howie again for executive of the year. Get Howie a gold jacket. It's over. The Eagles are in. Slam dunk. Oh, look at those stupid Cowboys give up a number one pick for Amari Cooper. That Jerry Jones is such a dope. Well, how'd that turn out?
Yeah, that trade's a dud. That's a full-on dud trade, and the Cowboys look like geniuses.
I know, but I don't think even Dallas foresaw what was going to happen there. But still, you're right. The Cowboys look like geniuses. They did exactly what the Eagles needed to do. They found a guy who can stretch the field and make chunk plays. The Eagles never make chunk plays. They don't have a running back in the top 40. No one ever splits the tackle or go, you know, between the tackle and the guard, and all of a sudden it's 25 yards downfield. It never happens. It's always, where's Zach? And can we get enough put together enough plays to score a touchdown? And here you go, 6-7.
I thought, too, that they would kind of own being like the big slow team. I thought that you'd have Dallas Goedert getting involved. I thought that you'd go two tight ends. I thought that you'd run, you know, some power football, even in the passing game. But that hasn't been the case. It's just looked vanilla. That's why I have always said, Pat, and you've heard me say it all season, that the offense is the biggest problem with this team. It's definitely not the defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to agree with you, too. I do. I mean, that secondary clearly has been really, really a problem all year. But, you know, look, the Rams don't have a good defense at all. They're 11-2. New Orleans has what I'd consider to be an average defense. They're 11-2. The Chiefs have a less than average defense, and they're 11-2. So, I mean, teams with offensive firepower have been able to overcome mediocre defenses so far this year. The Eagles were supposed to have that kind of offensive firepower. They had a lot of star names on that offense. You know, they had Wentz. They had Ajayi, which, hey, they lost him. Okay. And they clearly the running game has been a shambles for Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Last year, Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, Corey Clement was terrific last year in that role for Philadelphia. And this year, just please, you know, Josh Adams is a good runner. He's a good runner. That's it. You know, and Clement has not been the same player all season. Sproles has missed 95% of the season. Smallwood has been banished. And, of course, and they let Blount go. So, and that has been a major factor, too, Joe. They can't run the ball.
But the other thing is that I thought the Chargers-Chiefs game was kind of a testament to, if you find the right runner, you don't need to pay a guy mega bucks, and you don't need to draft a guy very highly. Because you're watching Jackson, you're watching Williams, two guys that didn't necessarily have super high draft pedigrees, and they're certainly not Todd Gurley in terms of what they're getting paid. And they were pretty effective, I thought, overall, for Los Angeles and for Kansas City.
Yeah. But the Eagles ran 48 plays last week, 48 plays to the Cowboys 93. Now, how many games are you going to win when you run a game's worth fewer plays than your opponent? And it's just, you know, and so, you know, getting back to the point, Carson's stats pretty good. I still think he's an excellent quarterback, and he's the Eagles franchise player. And please don't give me Nick Foles. Please don't do that. Foles is an excellent backup. He's probably the best number two quarterback in the league. I guess, would you say?
Yeah,
I don't know,
that's
if there's
probably true.
Yeah. So I don't want to diminish that. He's very good, but he's been a backup almost his entire career, and there's a reason for that. In a league that's starved for quarterback play, right, in which the entire league revolves around the guy taking the snap from center, please don't tell me that this guy who has been a backup almost his entire life is the answer to the Eagles trying to make a playoff run here. But Carson, just this year, Joe, for whatever reason, medical, scheme, script, whatever it is, he's not been able to deliver the chunk play that wins a game they're supposed to lose.
And they did it all the time last year. And that was a big thing. I thought that the Eagles were a threat to score literally at any
moment last year.
And you never feel that way.
And the point you just made, they were a threat to score almost no matter where the ball was.
Right.
It could be the Eagles 40. You know, this year it's, can we please get into the red zone so we can, maybe Zach could sit down and then Carson could drill him between the 8 and the 6, just past the goal line. It's just not the same. And here we are at 6-7, and miraculously in what has become a lousy NFC, they still have a chance, except they got the Rams tomorrow and they got Houston next week.
Yeah, not easy, but if they're able to get past that gauntlet, as we called it last week, you do manage to find Washington as well. So we'll see if that game even matters by the end. Let's go to the phones. Ray in Levittown's been holding. What's going on, Ray?
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
You didn't really just say the defense isn't the problem, did you?
Yeah,
they're giving away fourth and long and third and long like they're free.
And teams do that all the time this year, man. You're supposed to be able to take, like, it's easier to play offense than it's ever been. It's harder to play defense than it's ever been. So you tell me, what's worse, the offense that can't score or the defense that can't stop people?
I think it's a little bit of both, but, I mean, you can't lay it all on anybody's feet, really. It all starts at the top. The offensive coordinator and Doug are doing an abysmal job, and so is the defense coordinator, if you ask me. Now, and then you throw the injuries and all that in there, but there's plenty of fingers to point. You can't lay it at Carson's feet, and I'm not saying he's perfect and he's great, but he's not having a bad year.
Ray, I'll say this.
And
I'm not
3 weeks into the Golden Tate thing, the offensive coordinator said, well, we're just trying to figure out how to integrate him into the offense. Well, Dallas's coordinator did it in the 3 seconds into the first game that he played. So, you know.
Well, look, defensively, though, to your original point, the Eagles are 13th in the league in defense. They're only giving up 22.7 points a game. So if you just measure a football game as, did you score more points than your opposition? You can't really lay it then on the defense. They're giving up 22. If I said to you tomorrow, hey, the Eagles are going to only give up 23 points, wouldn't you feel good about their chances to win? The fact is, but offensively, yeah, you know, they've only scored how many points, Joe?
21.6. That's 21st in the league.
So, I mean, you've got to say then that the evidence in terms of points per game, and that's what matters, points to the offense being the bigger problem.
I don't know. Because, you know, you want to say, oh, well, Carson isn't clutch, and but the defense isn't clutch either because you got to get – how about a stop one time?
Listen, Ray, they stop teams the entire game, and then they're out on the field for the – you're out on the field the entire time because the offense can't sustain a drive. When you give up 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, that means that they're unanswered. That means that every time that Carolina scored, Philadelphia's offense went ahead and did nothing. Unanswered means unanswered. Not that Carolina scored 17 points on one drive. I hate this narrative that it's the defense's fault. It's not that the defense is blameless, but you can't shut a team down the entire game and expect them to hold up when the offense isn't helping.
No, I mean, there's some merit to Ray's position. The Eagles are -6 in the turnover ratio, and the biggest part of that, Joe, is the lack of takeaways.
Sure.
The Eagles have given the ball away 18 times. That's not a terrible number, but they've only taken it away 12. That's 12 times in 13 games.
I'll buy that.
And that is a problem. There's no doubt about it. But still, I mean, the lack of chunk plays, Joe, I just think has just been the most notable absence as opposed to 2017.
Let's go to Mitch in East Windsor next on the Fanatic. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, guys. Happy holidays to you and your families.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you. This game looks like kind of like a blowout. I mean, there's a lot of pressure with the Rams, too. And, you know, they got that deep a running back, the wide receivers, two good tight ends, with Carson Wentz. Yeah, I can't blame. I know his offense for the Eagles, but I'm not blaming Carson Wentz. But this game for Nick Foles, he's an audition, sending his resume for a starting job next year because him and Joe Flacco are probably the best quarterbacks available next year. But the draft is kind of interesting, too, with Justin Herbert if he goes out and Kyler Murray. I wonder if Kyler Murray could do both sports.
That dude should play baseball. That dude shouldn't even think about playing football.
But look at Baker Mayfield and Drew Brees. I mean, it's a minority. I know I'm in the minority, and they're in the minority, of course, being short. But the guy's he's an incredible athlete.
Yeah, he is. He absolutely is, Mitch. Thanks for the phone call. Here's what I'm going to say. If you have the option to play either at the highest level, and you're not going to be on minor league bus trips for 5 years in your career, and you're going to get to the majors relatively quickly, and you can make your money doing that versus playing football, that's a no-brainer.
That
is easy.
Your point is well taken, except for the quarterback. I mean, quarterback's going to make $25 million a year.
That's true.
You know, so, but that's a discussion back and forth, certainly. But, you know, yeah. All right, let me get off on one other thing here, Bags, before we get to my trivia question or whatever. And that is this officiating. You know, it's just reaching the point now where it's become too big a discussion, if you know what I'm saying, Joe. Too big a discussion, and the NFL's got to do something about it. This is a league that reacts immediately to things like lack of offense. Oh, lack of offense, okay, they're going to wear flags. I mean, they immediately leap and put something together so that gets corrected. Well, this is this penalty, because that game Thursday night was ridiculous. The Chiefs were escorted into the end zone by the officials, and the touchdown they made it 28-14 with three defensive holding calls or illegal contact calls that gave the Chiefs first downs, none of which, as Troy Aikman elaborated on, you could even see on replay. And then, lo and behold, at the end of the game, well, it's time to make up for that. They come up with a non-existent imaginary pass interference penalty on fourth down. They give the Chargers a first down. They end up scoring the touchdown on it. They've just become overwhelmingly terrible. And then you go back to the Eagles game against Dallas, the Dallas Goedert play. I mean, the Eagles ended up scoring on the drive, but it took them 3-4 more minutes to do it.
Right.
You know, in a once possession game. You know, and totally made up out of nowhere, thin air, offensive interference penalty, wipes out an 80-yard touchdown. Talk about chunk plays. These officiating calls, it's almost like, Joe, that they were drilled last summer. Throw the flag. When in doubt, throw it, throw it, throw it. Well, they're throwing it.
Yeah.
And it's just totally getting in the way of the game. Every incomplete pass. Am I imagining this, or is it every incomplete pass, a flag is down?
It seems that way.
Doesn't it?
Well, and you can't... The thing is, Pat, when you're watching, you can't even enjoy the game. You can't enjoy a punt return. You can't enjoy a deep pass. Because in the back of your mind, you're looking at the corner of the screen for the little flag graphic to pop up. Like, it takes away enjoyment of the game. It really does.
I am amazed, Joey Bags. Defensive pass interference. There's been 196 DPI calls. 195 defensive holding calls. But that only comes out to one a game. I can't even believe that the DPI and defensive holding average one per game. I think there's one per series.
It feels like
but,
it,
but, I mean, that's what the stats seem to say. I don't know. Maybe I'm just blessed. Every game I watch, all I see is, oh, third and 22. Oh, wait a minute. Flag is down. 40 yards away from where the ball is thrown. Oh, we got a defensive holding. Automatic first down. It's just ridiculous.
Well, so you hit on my solution, and I want to know why my solution wouldn't work. You get rid of this idea of an automatic first down.
No doubt.
You just get rid of it.
No doubt that is correct. Get rid of the automatic first down.
On third and 30, defensive holding should not give you a first down. I mean, there's just no way. You've earned 30.
Yeah, I mean, that is enough of that. And not an automatic first down for either holding or illegal contact. They should expand the chuck zone to 10 yards, not 5 yards. In other words, you know, any contact after 5 yards, sorry. Well, that's why you got guys roaring through the neutral zone. Not the neutral zone, you know, through the middle of the field because you can't be touched. So make it 10 yards that they could slow them down. You know, and then they got to eliminate these obvious pick plays. They're trying to crack down on that, but defenses are at such an incredible disadvantage. But the penalty calls have got to stop. The offense, you know, now they don't even allow a play to continue if somebody's offside. They blow the whistle right away. They made a mess out of that. It's just way too many flags, way too many stoppages. The league's got to do something about it.
Yeah, I don't know what the fix is. Before we get to the break, Pat, we need to know your trivia question.
All right, we're going
to
do this.
Need to know.
All right. I'm throwing down another gauntlet here. The trivia question presented by the good folks at Kennedy Ford. And listen, every team question I ask you, you know that the New England Patriots are part of the answer. So, so we're going to dismount. We're going to discard them. But answer me this, Joey T. All right. In the last 10 years, not including this year, the last 10 years, besides New England, 4 teams have won 30 games in December. The last 10 years, New England's won 39. They basically have run the table in December. 4 other teams have won 30 or more games in the month of December the last 10 years. Just name me 3 of them. All right?
3 out of the 4?
3 out of the 4.
Non-New England teams.
Non-New England teams that have won 30 games in the month of December.
All right.
610-632-0975.
He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti on This Week in Pro Football.
97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic's Holiday Wheel returns next week. This year, we'll be spinning the Holiday Wheel 3 times a day with Farzetta and Trey at 9 a.m., Gargano and Mertidis 1 p.m., and Mike Missinelli at 5 p.m. It's your chance to win amazing holiday prizes. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com and register now for your chance to spin the Fanatic Holiday Wheel. Happy Holidays. From 97.5, The Fanatic.
Shopping for a new Ford will be a 5-star car shopping experience if you put a John Kennedy Ford dealership on your list to visit. There are 5 John Kennedy Ford locations, so you're probably close to one right now.
Woo-hoo!
Start your search at KennedyAuto.com. View thousands of new Fords, from the all-new EcoSport SUV to work-ready F-Series trucks. Get a bottom-line price sent directly to your inbox. Start now at KennedyAuto.com. John Kennedy Ford. Enjoy your ride.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business,
It's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
It's Park Bank's 20th season, and they're gifting you $20 a month for 20 months to join the family. That's right. New Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders earn up to $400 to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit their anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free 866-727-5325 for details. Offer available to new Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Hey, Flyers fans. Shawnee Hill here with Gritty. And looking for the perfect gift for the holiday season? Grab a Flyers Santa sack today. Every Santa sack includes a pair of Flyers tickets, an autographed puck, a bonus pair of Wings tickets. Yeah, I was just getting that, Gritty. Each Santa sack also includes an exclusive collectible Gritty Christmas ornament. Add a little grit to your holidays with Flyers Santa sacks. Get yours now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Well, if you're home in need of new windows and doors, but you've decided to brave one more cold season before making the plunge, well, let me tell you why acting now will keep your family warm all winter long while lowering your high heating bills and save you big bucks with the big end-of-year sale from my good friends at Guided Door and Window. See, Guided is bringing back their biggest discounts of the year, where you receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off every professionally installed window, and you'll get 40% off any door as well, including entry doors and patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And don't worry about touching your holiday money, because Guida will start your project with no money down and allow you to pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. If you need new windows and doors, you need to go to Guida right now and take advantage of these huge savings, all prior sales excluded. Offer expires December 31st. So call Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.
The New Jersey Lottery Scratch-Offs Division really has something to sing about.
All right, team. New holiday scratch-offs we've been making. La 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 la.
Joy and prizes worth the taking.
La 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 la.
Up to $1 million as top prize.
La 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 la.
I kind of just like the scratching.
Tis the season to give scratch-offs, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Must be 18 or older to buy a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Parents are urged to think twice about giving lottery tickets to children.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Raise your
your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte, just $169 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage, only $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com. Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease at tax title and DMV discount. Lease only trade downs value. Credit approval expires 12/31/18.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Catherine.
And this is Marissa from the digital department. We hope you all have a wonderful holiday season spent with those you love.
Cheers to family, friends, and Philly sports.
Hi, this is Stacy from the business office. I want to wish everyone a very happy holiday and a safe new year.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
4 seconds left in the game, but this is likely the final play that matters. End zone wide open. What a night for Mike Williams. And the Chargers have their first lead of the night at 29-28.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here, and Joe Buck joining us for the final call of a terrific win by the L.A. Chargers against the Kansas City Chiefs Thursday night. A real vindication, a signature win, if I may be so bold, for Philip Rivers. After only 15 years in the league, he gets a signature win, Joe. Joey was just mentioning during the break here, the road to the Super Bowl might go through both conferences. Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's true. And also, Thursday's game called my attention to one other thing. It's something that we look forward to.
A tradition unlike any other.
What the hell are you
December
doing?
Andy. All this month on a football field near you.
Look at Joey T there. A little production with Tyler Zuli. Well done. Well done. December Andy is coming out. He's coming out. And, I don't know if you can lay that much on him that game. Of course, they couldn't run the ball. Couldn't run the clock out. But still, Mahomes is incredible. He is
He's
an
outrageous.
Incredible talent. I don't know if even Andy can mess that up. But first chink, you're right. The first serious chink in the armor of the Chiefs, though, was that game. And if the Chiefs have to go on the road at any time in the playoffs, and then you're going to get serious January Andy. You know?
Which is there. You think you see December Andy. Oh, my. What's going on? Michael in Lansdale to lead things off. Hey, Michael.
Morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Michael.
Good. A couple things. A couple points. That throw that Rivers made on 4th and 8, I believe it was.
Yes.
Was just beautiful. Unbelievable.
Just a beautiful throw.
Isn't that a great throw?
Yep. Yeah, but really
That's
was.
That's why I love football.
Yeah.
That's why I love football. Speaking of officiating, though, it has been horrendous this year, and to the point where it's ruining the product. I mean, it's just not fun to watch. If you watch that run by Rivers, he got hit squarely on the crown of his head.
Mm-hmm.
No call.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And they did a makeup call for that, too, and I know they did that interference. Yeah.
The interference call. The interference call was just completely fabricated.
It makes it worse.
He grabbed his arm at the very last second after the pass had sailed 10 feet above his head. And throw that flag. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a combination of whoever's writing the rules with that fumble recovery the Eagles had against Dallas. Like, okay, if you follow a letter of the law, okay, it's not, okay? They call it right, but that's a ridiculous rule. That's an absolutely ridiculous, god-awful rule that you got to show clear that you pulled out. You got three Eagles on it. They come out with the football, and they don't get the ball. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's funny, Michael, you mentioned that, and Michael's right. I didn't even bring that up when I was ranting about it. That was an absolutely I mentioned the Dallas Goedert play. That call that Michael references is twice as bad, right?
Changes the game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, it changes the game from the opening kickoff. They got it wrong. And then to add insult to injury, they say that Doug loses the challenge and lost the timeout and lost one of his challenges because he was right. Come on, fellas. Come on. How many guys have to look at that? You see a sea of green surrounding the ball. Grugier comes out with the ball. And no, it's Dallas's ball. Like, come on, please.
Well, I was trying to figure out what the alternatives were as opposed to a clear recovery. And I came up with a couple thoughts. I wanted to get your ideas on this. There were so many Eagles on top of the ball that it flattened, and so that they couldn't have a clear recovery, or that the ball went subterranean underneath the pile. Those are the only two explanations that I came up with for a no clear recovery.
So. I don't know, Joey. I don't know, pal. It's that was a startling thing. I've done a depressing start to that game right away in terms of if you believe in omens, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, offensive holding, 561 penalties so far this year. False start, 454. Now, most of the holdings they show you, Joe, when they show the replay, it does look like holding. Mm-hmm. I grant it. I guess I don't know what to do about that. False start, 454 false starts. Come on. Can't we change the rules or somehow liberalize things so that there's not these incessant flags because a guy accidentally, you know, he twitched a cheek muscle and, oh, that's it. Throw a flag, 5 yards. Everybody's pointing at everybody. Six officials get together. Just. Stop it. Will you stop it, please, so we can just watch the game? Well, am I asking too much here, Pax?
If you're trying to make offense better, you might as well just adopt the arena rule where you can have a wide receiver going in motion towards the line of scrimmage the whole way. Get rid of some false starts that way. Yeah. You know, might as well, if that's the way it's trending anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, pal. But, Tyler, how about a little NFL preview here presented by M&T Bank? We got some games, Joe, of some note for once. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, almost 8 of them. How about that?
How about that?
Two games today. For those of you not paying attention, you got two games on NFL Network today. Houston is at the New York Jets and Cleveland at Denver. Both some playoff implication. You see, how do you see this Cleveland-Denver game, Joey?
It's fascinating because I think everybody's looking at Cleveland as coming on super strong and Denver kind of backsliding. But Denver's quietly put together some pretty competitive efforts the last couple of weeks. I don't think this is going to be the Cleveland walkover.
Yeah, I agree. Think. I agree with you. I don't think, because I think that Case Keenum stinks on ice. But, I mean, I think Denver, this will be a very close game. Green Bay at Chicago tomorrow. Are you buying or drinking any Green Bay Kool-Aid coming off their win last week?
No, not when your coach blows both timeouts in the first minute and 30 seconds or both challenges and loses timeouts. I'm out. I'm out on the Philbin experience.
Yeah, I think Chicago 5.5 point. That number seems a little low to me. Bears are very tough at Soldier Field. Dallas is at Indianapolis. This is a very good game. Both teams a lot at stake. The Cowboys really have the NFC East clinched. Indianapolis is fighting, clawing. They won a big game last week in Houston. Of course, one of my great picks. Indy now at home, but Indy a 3-point favorite against the Cowboys.
It's probably the game of the week when you look at these teams, and this is going to be a huge test, not in terms of division or conference even, but the fact that Dallas has to go and face an Indy team that looks like they are getting hot at the right time, just like Dallas. It's the first time that Dallas has run into a team like that this month.
Miami is at Minnesota, Joey. Miami coming off one of the greatest wins ever. And you wonder, Joe, if they're going to be coming off such a high, are they going to be able now to go into a pretty hostile place against a very, very angry team and come out with a win?
That's sneakily been really, really good at home. It's a tough spot for Miami here. It's really bad.
I agree. The other alleged game of the day, New England, is at Pittsburgh. Patriots 2.5-point road favorites against a Steelers team that can't get out of its own way.
How the mighty have fallen. 3 games in a row, Pittsburgh drops, and they're in danger of playing their way out of the playoff picture with much more of it.
I know that. And New England, though, by no means looking invincible, but hard not to like them tomorrow. New Orleans is at Carolina Monday night. Are you surprised the Saints are a 6-point favorite against a team that's 5-1 at home?
A little bit, because New Orleans hasn't been good the last couple of weeks. They've really come back down to earth. Their record is still good, but I think that it's deceptive for how well they've been playing.
Yep. All right, that's our NFL preview presented by M&T Bank, 610-632-0975. Come on, answer this trivia question, will you, before we get to Sal and Chris Harris and whatever else we're doing in hour two. Somebody win this this week in Pro Football Hat and tell me, besides the Patriots, 3 of the 4 teams that have won 30 games or more in December the last 10 years, Joey. Is it gettable?
It is, but I didn't get close. I wasn't even sniffing.
Zuli came up with one of the names, which was very, very impressive. I mentioned to these two guys, too, during the break, that the last Monday night game this year, Joe, is unfortunate. It's Dallas at Oakland. You're aware that the city of Oakland is now suing the Raiders. I guess what, for breaking the lease? I don't know what they're, I don't know for what, not picking
something
up the trash
vengeful.
Or something.
Yeah.
And that could be Oakland's last game. Could be the Raiders' last game in Oakland. And it's a Monday nighter. And it really couldn't be working out any worse. You could have disco demolition night, I think, at Alameda County Stadium or whatever it's called these days.
With right? the eyes of the nation on them. It's going to be great.
I know. I could get ugly. Could get ugly bags.
He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti. This Week in Pro Football. We'll be right back on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta, Trey, Gargano, Mertidis, Missinelli. You can listen to them all on 97.5 The Fanatic using your Amazon Alexa.
Wow.
Listen at home or in the office. First, be sure to enable the skill. Say,
Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic.
Then anytime you want to listen, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon. Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank. Understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Hershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
If you're a small business, sole proprietor, or partnership, and you've been considering getting some protection from liability, they can help. Whistler Perlstein can give you complete advice on the formation of an LLC or corporation, and also prepare you for an agreement which takes care of the eventual death or disability of a member, or the day they, or you, just want to hit the beach. There are many ways to handle these things, but only one is right for you. They have formed thousands of entities, have been around 75 years, and are located locally in Bluebell, PA. They have 30-plus attorneys covering these issues and many others. So call Mike O'Donohue at 610-825-8400 or go to their website, WhistlerPerlstein.com. Give them a call. They can help.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Want to work for a company that was named 2017 Best Place to Work by HVAC national industry publication, The News Magazine? Then check out Unique Indoor Comfort Heating and Cooling. They are searching for career-minded service and installation mechanics who are dedicated to customer service, developing a lasting career, and have pride in their craft. Unlimited training, consistent year-round hours, and full benefits. Join the Unique Indoor Comfort Heating and Cooling team and find out why they were just awarded the best place to work. To learn more, visit uniqueheatingandcooling.com/careers.
Nobody beats a Jeff Deere.
Fly to buy from Jeff D'Ambrosio in Destination Downingtown. Simply put, Jeff does truck buying better. Better selection, better payments, and better trade-in values. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $15,000 on Ram trucks or get payments as low as $149 per month. Find the best deals of the year right now at number one Jeff D'Ambrosio. Shop 24/7 at GoJeffAuto.com. No one beats a Jeff deal guarantee.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
2019 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4, $149 per month lease with $49.95 down, 10K miles per year, tax additional, must be in current lease with approved credit.
The Fanatics Holiday Wheel will start spinning Monday, December 17th. You have a chance to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's and Concha Hawkins, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles, Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers and Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. The home of Sal Palantonio, 975 The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here this week in pro football. 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah, thanks. We're going to get back to the phones here. 610-632-0975. See if somebody wants to win this hat. Just a quick word about Nikki Franchise. 23-18 career record. Better than I thought, to tell you the truth, Joe. 60.4% completion percentage. 10,000 yards passing. 62 touchdowns, 30 picks. Not a bad career. You know what I mean? Not bad. An 87 quarterback rating, not great. But, you know, it's certainly indicative of what I said earlier. He's really the top or one of the top backup quarterbacks in the league and an excellent insurance policy for situations like this. But he is not the guy who's going to replace number 11 and get you where Carson could.
And I've probably said this to you before, Pat. I really think that there are only 20 starting quarterbacks in the league to begin with. So that means that there are 12 backups who have jobs starting every single Sunday. So there's a chance for that for Foles somewhere.
All right.
Let's go to Jeff in Philly next. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Jeff.
So as I was saying, I have two things. Number one, are we going towards what's known as professional flag football, where – you know, we've already seen it where they're afraid to tackle someone because of penalties.
Yeah, and makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're trending in that direction for sure.
Yeah. And then number two, you know, is there a conspiracy with Wentz? You know, last year he played 11 games and was injured. This year he's played 11 games. He's injured again. The number on his jersey happens to be number 11.
Oh, man. we're diving man, deep.
So, all right, Jeff.
I'm just, you know, now, was it the 11th vertebrae that was injured?
Yeah. I don't know, Jeff. We'd have to.
You know, I kind of feel there's some kind of conspiracy going on.
You're not cosmic. You're making this up, right, Jeff? I mean, you're not really saying
this. No. 11 games last year, 11 games this year. He's got jersey number 11.
I'd like to know how many rolls of tinfoil you got in that house of yours. I don't think 11 games has anything to do with it, but a good effort by you. notwithstanding, I mean, I don't think 11 is the number, like a pitch count, that they put Carson on, you know, so.
Is that worth a trivia question entry? What do you think, Jeff? Oh, no, he's gone.
No, Jeff's gone.
He just ghosted.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's okay.
As quickly as he arrived.
Interesting thought there by Jeff that at 11 they shut Carson down. But
some numerology there.
Yeah, I don't see it. You know, and let me ask you this: 610-632-0975. We mentioned in the opening, you have teams like now all of a sudden defense starting to poke its head under the tent. You know, you have Seattle with a notable shutdown game of Minnesota, which I don't know how big a deal that is. Yeah, the $84 million man, Kirk Cousins, but Seattle's defense is playing lights out. Chicago shuts the Rams completely down because Sean McVay always forgets he's got the best running back in the league. And why hand him the ball more than 11 times? But still, the Bears defense is playing lights out. And then the Cowboy defense has led a resurgence from 3-5 to 8-5. And they clearly seem to have the best defense besides Chicago in the NFC. Can defense, can these one of these teams, Joe, make a deep run?
Sure. Why not? I mean, I think that Dallas and, in particular, Chicago do it in slightly different ways, but variations of the same stuff. Like, they've got good pass rushers. They've got good ground game. Then they can use the play-action pass. That's been proven time in and time out to be a winning formula. I don't see why the Bears couldn't be competitive. I don't see why the Cowboys couldn't be competitive. I don't think that it's just going to take the air-out attack, the air-raid offense. I don't think that plays in January. I really don't.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of it depends upon where it's going to play. You know, if you're a team, you know, of course, the Rams and Saints are going to win their division, and they're probably going to finish with a better record than the Bears. But, boy, I wouldn't want to go to Soldier Field in January. You know, if I'm an offensive team without a very good defense, I do not want, that's one place I don't want to go to play.
Where you're relying on timing and precision in the passing game and things like that, that'd be a disaster.
Yeah,
it absolutely would be.
So, I mean, I think like this Bears team and the defense that they play, Joe, they have forced 34 turnovers. I mean, they're way ahead. Seattle second with 21. So, I mean, the Bears are playing excellent defense, and they're only giving up 19 points a game, which is half a point more than Baltimore, which is first. Dallas is second, 18.9. So, I mean, that could really be a factor. And you can see how if you have a strong, strong defense like that, you can overcome a Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback, you know, who I think is clearly the weakest of the first, second-year type QBs.
And not only that, before we get back to the phones, you see Dallas getting it done with the ground game and keeping the ball all the time. So you can't score on that defense. You can't score on Chicago for completely different reasons. Right. They're just too good.
You are right.
Let's go to Matt and Maple Shade next. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing great. Here with Pat Callahan. Great.
Thanks.
Pat. I have a question for Pat. So I'm getting a little nostalgic about watching all these great quarterbacks play. You know, I'm 26, so I've really been spoiled, especially with that Rivers win the other night. I was thinking, you know, between Rodgers, Brady, you know the guys, Matt Ryan.
Sure.
Do you think this, and since you've been watching football, has there ever been an era that had such great quarterback play? And then the second part is, do you think we're ever going to kind of see this again? Do you think this is a growing trend and it's just going to be the norm? Or do you think this could be the golden age of quarterback play?
Oh, man, what a segue Matt gives us into finally addressing this issue of quarterback drafts. I think the 83 draft really ushered in, Matt, that type of of marquee quarterback. You know what I mean, Joe? You know, Elway and Marino. I mean, that really, really solidified the quarterback position as the glamour position of the NFL. And, of course, the 2004 draft, Matt, one of the guys you just watched, the guy who never really got his due, and I'm glad he got it on national TV finally, Philip Rivers. That draft really also has kicked the quarterback position even higher up into the stratosphere. So, yeah, I think you have almost permanently, the way the game is played, you're going to have, I think, a permanent stream more or less of these type of glamour quarterbacks in the league because
they're going to keep up.
I'm
really rooting for Philip Rivers. I mean, once they're officially eliminated, I'll be the root for, you know, Andy to finally get one or Philip Rivers. I'd really like to see him get one.
Andy, I don't know, Matt. I don't know about January.
I don't think he's going to do it, but I'm rooting for Andy.
All right, let's go.
You got it at this point.
Let's try it, Matty. Try this question here. I've already given you New England. I want you to name me three of the other four teams in the of the last 10 years that have won 30 or more games in December.
Okay. So I'll go Seahawks. This is probably where I'll lose it. I'll go Pittsburgh, and I'll throw a wild card in there. I'll say the Chargers.
All right. Good effort. Good effort, Matty.
Good effort.
Not quite there. Not quite there.
Speaking of efforts, I want to get your thoughts on this. This is something that happened a couple days ago. When you talk about effort and preparation and everything that goes into putting in a good show.
Especially.
I had to know what you thought of when you heard this on the ESPN airwaves.
Spencer Ware is out. Oh, yes, 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 I forgot. I'm sorry, Max.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this. At the end of the day, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Tyreek Hill. I'm looking at Travis Kelce.
Okay, it was so funny to hear that. So fun. Hunter Henry, he was hurt in the first day of training camp.
Right.
He was out for the season. You know, he might come back, actually, been on IR. But, I mean, that is utterly... Did you see Teddy Bruschi? Did you see the video? Did you see the look on Teddy Bruschi's face? When, as Stephen Smith is talking, Bruschi is like, he's got this classic look on his face. Like, what?
Earth? My favorite's Kellerman, who I tried to bail you out with the Spencer Ware thing. Yeah. I tried once. I'm just going to let you go now.
That is absolutely, that's awful. I mean, Joe will tell you the preparation that goes into putting on a radio show, you know, and like, I know the number of hours I spent.
Sure, of
course. Getting ready for this. And to sit there and say, Hunter Henry. And he threw a couple other names out.
Yeah, Derek Johnson hasn't been a member of the Chiefs in 2 years, I think.
Yeah, going up against Derek Johnson. That is really, I mean, you should be fired. You should be fired for that type of incompetence, for not doing any homework whatsoever. But there you go.
That wasn't pretty. 610-632-0975. He's Pat Callahan, Joe Torti here with you. Sal Palantonio coming up next on This Week in Pro Football.
97.5, The Fanatic. This week, the Eagles travel to Los Angeles to take on the 11-2 Rams. Join Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 6:30 for The Fanatic pregame show. Live from Sugar House, listen for The Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, Joe Torti takes your calls and instant reaction on The Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Pat Callahan here to tell you that Cantor Novak Beaver & Pike is a full-service CPA firm with offices in Pennsylvania and New Jersey offering first-rate accounting, audit, and tax services. They focus on helping clients achieve their business and financial goals, from startup operation to long-term financial planning. For more information, please call Terry Cantor or Dan Pike at 215-550-2954 or visit them on the web at www.cnbpcpas.com.
In celebration of our hometown heroes and Park's 20th birthday, they're giving new customers Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders $20 a month for 20 months to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit the anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free at 866-727-5325 for more details. Offer available to new Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
One vision. One story, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Brimar Trust, and we're one team with one goal, to help you grow financially, one decision at a time, whether it's buying a home, building wealth, or protecting what you've worked for. BMT personalizes financial solutions tailored to fit your specific needs, making tomorrow's goal a reality with one vision, one story, one BMT. Build on tomorrow today. Visit us online at BMT.com.
I need to build my dreams, to grab some grub, to pay with ease, to get a loan, to use my hands, a place to chill, a bank I can trust.
Whether you need to pay for lunch, transfer some funds, or improve your home, Tompkins Vist Bank has the mobile tools you need to make it easy. And since we're local, you can depend on us to treat you like friends and to support the community where you live. Tompkins Vist Bank, your local, mobile, remarkable community bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Put a smile on everyone's face this holiday with great gifts from Amazon. With low prices and fast free delivery with Prime. For everything you need this holiday, visit Amazon.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Tax and tax additional on select models with approved credit. 27-month leases, $24.95 due at signing with 1,500 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. Take 2% off used 2018 due at lacrosse, expires 12/31/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout. Over 250 factory-fresh Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 50% off original MSRP. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. Your choice. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 per month. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. Experience the new Buick. GMC. We are professional grade. Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 per month. Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout. Hurry, your choice. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 a month at FC Kerbeck, BuickGMC.com.
Come join us.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here for hour number two of this week in pro football. 97.5, The Fanatic. Tyler, who do you like in the New Orleans Bowl and the Camellia Bowl today? I got to know, are you putting big money down on Appalachian State? Thank God almighty.
He's going to be locked into every second, every snap of that bowl game. By the way, before we get to Sal Palantonio, I want to remind you that you can follow the show on Twitter at TWIPFPat, at Joe Torty. And if you have the trivia answer and you get it to us on Twitter first, then you can win a hat. You can
all
be
right.
A winner.
And you know, that question is, I know Sal knows this, but I don't want him to answer it, is the four teams besides the Patriots, there are four teams in the NFL that have won 30 or more games in the month of December the last 10 years. All you got to do is name three of them. 610-632-0975. Let's welcome in the host of the NFL Matchup Show and, of course, the author of Philly Special, How the Philadelphia Eagles Won Their First Super Bowl. Available on Amazon.com. Sal Palantonio. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, Pat and Joe. How's everybody today on this week in pro football, week 15? As my friend Ron Jaworski likes to say, this is where the rubber meets the road, baby, in the NFL.
That is right. That is right, Sal. And I want to go back just 6 days, if I may, do a little last week in pro football. I said, like I'm in my usual John Facenda tone last week, that Carson Wentz needs to win a game that the Eagles are supposed to lose. So I want you to just give me two takes on this this game last week, and that is he couldn't do it, right? And is that emblematic of the difference between the 2018 Eagles and the 2017 Eagles?
You know, you could go back to last year. There weren't too many games he won that they were supposed to lose. There's not too many in his career. Pat, that's a really good way to put it. I'm going to steal that from you. That's good. I like the way you phrased that, because that's the job of a franchise quarterback. You know, the quarterback is a dependent position, but there are times when the quarterback is literally solely responsible. One, converting on third down. This team cannot convert on third down and couldn't do it against the Cowboys. And two, getting the team in the end zone. You know, those two things are the quarterback's job. And that's not original thinking on my part. That comes straight from Bill Parcells and the Bill Parcells tree of head coaches in the National Football League. And you look at the quarterbacks who are in the Hall of Fame, who have been successful at a championship level, that's their job. That's what they have to do. Even a guy like Trent Dilfer for the Baltimore Ravens, and I like Trent, and I don't say that disparagingly, but he's not in the Hall of Fame, and he won one championship, but he did one thing very well. Converted on third down when the opportunity created itself, he got the team in the end zone. I'm going to use another Baltimore Ravens player, Joe Flacco, during their Super Bowl run. Converted on third down in Foxborough, won a game he was supposed to lose, goes to the Super Bowl, does the same thing, converted on third down, and had 9 touchdown passes. No interceptions, Joe Flacco, in that Ravens Super Bowl run. That's the job of a quarterback. Flacco's not going to the Hall of Fame, but he did his job when it counted the most.
Right.
Now, Sal, it's looking like this year that Carson Wentz is not going to get the chance to win any of those games that he's not supposed to win because, obviously, the medical situation with his back and everything like that has started to play out. Looks like he's going to be missing a significant amount of time despite being listed as doubtful. What's your sense of how this situation's played out?
Well, let's look at big picture, little picture, which is what I like to do sometimes. Big picture is this, right, Joe? He's been in the league 3 years. He played and started in 16 games in his rookie year. He played and started in 13 games last year. And so far, he's played in 11 games and started 11. So it's trending in the wrong direction.
Right.
And I asked Tyler, our intrepid Saturday morning producer, to pull up a Q&A with Doug Peterson yesterday. And if anybody was paying attention yesterday to Doug Peterson, of all the stuff that was said and not said, this to me was the thing that was the change in the status quo, if you will, the news in this news conference. I don't know if we have it.
We do.
If we have it, let's play it and react to it.
To ask the question now, after 3 years and the injury, you know, situation that's going on, I mean, I think you guys can sit here and say that it's probably a red flag. A lot of injuries occur because of the nature of the sport, the violent hits of this sport. Guys know exactly what they are getting into, even at a young age. And Carson's no different.
Now, it's important to know what question was asked. Mm-hmm. How concerned are you about going forward? The fourth injury at varying levels in 4 years. Now, he hesitated before he answered that question. There was a long pause, mm-hmm. a pregnant pause, Pat.
Right.
He should have said, no, I'm not concerned at all. He's our franchise quarterback. I have no concerns. He didn't say that, Pat.
No, he kind of, you're right, by the pause and by his answer, it kind of implying that he kind of signs on to it. You know,
he is a little concerned.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they should be concerned about it going forward. And, you know, the bottom line is this. Again, a quarterback's a dependent position, and this is no way to beat up on Carson Wentz. But the facts are the facts. You know, there's an old saying that came from Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the late senator from New York. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but everybody's not entitled to their own set of facts. And the facts are these. It's trending in the wrong direction. And looking at the future of the team, if you have to invest a lot of money in a franchise quarterback, you have to give yourself pause and you have to do a better job of protecting him and putting players around him and not putting him at risk. Those are all incumbent upon the organization to do that. I mean, the running back position is, it's malfeasance. That's the term I would use. If you're coming off a Super Bowl championship and you don't have a running back in the top 40 in rushing attempts and rushing yards in the NFL, that's malfeasance on the part of the organization.
Well, all right, so here's the second take, and it's a larger question, Sal, but it is relevant this week, is that, you know, with all this sideshow now going on, you have a team that 1 year ago won a Super Bowl, the first one in 60 years for this franchise, and the era of the explosion, the cathartic reaction was just something to behold. And here we are, Sal, 15 weeks into this next season, and is it going away? Is that era, is that feeling, is that goodwill that was built up and debited on the balance sheet of the Eagles, how much of it is gone?
Well, you mentioned my book at the beginning of the show, and thank you for doing that. I'm humbled by the tremendous success of the book and outpouring of people reacting to the book. I have been doing book appearances since August 1st, well over 60 now, all over the Delaware Valley. And it went from euphoria to requiem. And it's almost like a wake. I go to these events. People still show up. And they want to talk they want to have a Q&A, have a discussion about what has happened. But you use the word cathartic. People now want a greater understanding of what happened this year. And for a lot of people, not everybody, but for a lot of people, the gloom of 2018 has almost eclipsed the euphoria of 2017. And that's sad.
Boy, sure is.
Now, Sal, we're kind of turning our attention, by the way, to some happier things, some fireworks that we saw on Thursday night as we watched Los Angeles come back again. Back-to-back weeks that they've come back from 14 points down. Did you learn more from? Did you learn more about Los Angeles, or did you learn more about KC on the Thursday night game?
I don't want to have to choose, Joe, because that's a great question. I learned a lot about both teams equally. First of all, you know, that coach for the Chargers, he comes straight out of the Bill Parcells coaching tree. So you can see the way he coaches. He is tough. Boy, he's tough. And he's got that team on an even keel, and they run the ball, and they play attacking defense, and he's cut down on Phillip Rivers' mistakes, and it's a well-coached team. There's no question about it. And to go on the road, Thursday night, we've talked about it on this show all the time. The Thursday night road team is at such a disadvantage. And he had that team prepared, and it didn't matter in the fourth quarter on the road. They were down by 14. They came back. But Andy Reid also conspired to lose the game. I mean, the Chiefs are the most penalized team in the NFL, the most. They have the best record in the NFL, their most penalized team. 10 penalties for 66 yards, adding to the total. They only ran the ball 17 times. They only ran 53 plays at home in December. Can't do it. Can't happen. You know, one of the things, I'll bring up Ron Jaworski's name again. One of the things that Ron Jaworski taught me very early on was the VP, the Vermeil postulate for winning football in the NFL. Rushing attempts plus completions. If you're listening to this show right now, This Week in Pro Football, this great program, it's been on the air for nearly two decades. Just go back and look. Add it up. Football is a simple game. Add the number of rushing attempts plus completions, invariably 95%. It equals victory if those two things add up greater to your opponent's total. And once again, on the road, a team against the Kansas City Chiefs, simple football, rushing attempts plus completions, and they beat the Chiefs. And it's not like the first time we've seen this with Andy Reid. I mean, it happens all the time. It happened in Philadelphia and it happened in Kansas City.
I know, Sal, and it doesn't bode well, I'm telling you. And you know, there's plenty of Chief fans in Kansas City that are thinking, oh, no, I'm sure they remember that Tennessee game well last January. But the other take, and it reared its head Thursday night, too, but the other take I want to hear from you is this officiating thing, is that the calls, and they're happening in national TV games. The Eagle-Dallas game last week was egregious. I thought the opening kickoff and the offensive pass interference penalty against Dallas Goedert.
Oh, by the way, I hate to interrupt you. I just got a bulletin from the Eagles. Carson Wentz has been ruled out. Just came across the transom, just momentarily, as you were asking your question, okay. Pat, and I apologize.
That's no problem, but it's funny it took that long. It's odd that it took that long.
But here's the breaking news from the Eagles. Update, Carson Wentz back has been ruled out for Sunday's game in Los Angeles.
All right. And that's something that took that long to do it. But anyway, just let me finish the point. I want to get your take on the
fact. Please, go ahead.
It's not good for the NFL. No one says, oh boy, the officiating in the NFL is terrific. Let's talk about it. Now, it's only, if officiating's a story, it's a bad story. What is the league going to do about this, and how big of a problem do you see that it is?
Well, they try to tweak it each and every year, and it doesn't seem to get better. I know the members of the competition committee, and they try to do a pretty good job, but it's not working. And there's three specific examples that I want to point out to real quick. One, there's no way the Eagles didn't recover that fumbled kickoff in Dallas. Come on. The whole world saw it. If there was any doubt, it was which Eagle recovered the football.
Right.
Two, Thursday night, that ticky-tack pass interference call called against the Chiefs in the end zone at the goal line in the fourth quarter, at the end of the fourth quarter, was, for lack of a better term, silly. It was misguided and silly that you would hand the Chargers the ball on the one-yard line like that with a chance to win the game. And thirdly, going back to last year, and I'll be in Pittsburgh on Sunday. I'm doing ESPN radio on the sideline. And I was there last year, week 15, and the Jesse James non-catch.
Right. Right.
And that would be a catch under the new rule this year.
Right.
So, you know, they try to tweak it. They do their due diligence, but it just doesn't seem to get better. And because of instant replay and how good the camera angles are now, and, you know, but the bottom line is, in critical situations, we're not talking about holding calls in the second quarter. We're talking about a pass interference in the fourth quarter on the road that gives a team a chance to win the game. Come on, Pat.
I agree. I agree on that call.
Now, Sal, kind of following up on that, as the playoffs are approaching, the big uproar and the big concern in the preseason was how this lowering the helmet rule was going to change the way that the game was officiated, change the way that it was played, and maybe in some small part due to public outcry, that thing gets limited, and all of a sudden it's not as big of a factor over the course of the season. Is there any chance that because of what we've seen culminating in Thursday night's game with a big pass interference penalty in the end zone, that there's an easing of this as the playoffs approach?
Well, you know, that's kind of like a story that's been like 7, 8, 9 weeks old, Joe. I think the biggest thing is this, right? There have been a lot of different officiating points of emphasis through the season that started with the preseason, the lowering of the helmet. I have talked about on this show, and for some reason, no one else has picked up on it, the tripling of calls for illegal contact in the secondary that has changed the way the game has been played fundamentally. Points are up astronomically. Then, 2 weeks ago, the league officiating department sent out a memo to take a point of emphasis for holding calls. So holding calls spiked big time in week 13, then came back down to earth in week 14. So it's wildly inconsistent the way the game has been refereed based on almost a month-to-month basis.
Yeah. It's a problem. It's a problem for the league. It's a very, very visible problem and one that they've got to take a look at. Sal, I wanted to ask you, too, though. We're talking with Sal Palantonio, the host of the NFL Matchup Show on ESPN. Sal, you got a big game there. New England is at Pittsburgh. Just a word about the Steelers. They've lost three straight by a total of 13 points. And you talk about a locker room that seems always to be in a semi-state of disarray year in, year out. What's your take on this game? New England, a 2.5-point favorite on the road in Pittsburgh.
Well, they're definitely missing Le'Veon Bell. With James Conner injured with the ankle injury, and I was told he was very limited in practice on Friday and extremely unlikely to play on Sunday. In the last three games, all losses, here has been the pass-run ratio. Called pass plays, 75%. Called run plays, 25%. Look at the top quarterbacks in pass attempts, Pat. Ben Roethlisberger, 1, struggling to get into the playoffs. Andrew Luck, 2, struggling to get into the playoffs. Kirk Cousins, 3, struggling to get into the playoffs. Matt Ryan, 4, out of the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers, 5, not in the playoffs.
Right.
So in the top 5 in pass attempts are all right now either struggling to be in the postseason conversation or out of it. In December, and this is why we love this show, right? Because this is an old school show. You got to be able to do two things in December, and this is what coaches and players preach all the time. You got to be able to run the ball, and you got to be able to play pass defense in the NFL. And I asked my colleague, Matt Bowen, on the NFL Matchup Show, give me one team that's playing sound, consistent pass defense in the secondary. And he thought about it, and he came up with three teams, the Bears, the Ravens, and the Seahawks. That's it. That was the list. And if you look at those three teams, they're all knocking on the door big time to the postseason. But it's few and far between teams that are running the ball cleverly, creatively, consistently productive in the running game, and playing pass D. You got to be able to do those two things to win in December and January.
Yeah, the Ravens, for example, giving up 206 pass yards a game. In this league, the way this game is played, that's astounding.
Astounding.
That they've been able to do that. So you're right.
I'll tell you what, Pat. I wouldn't want to play the Bears in the postseason.
That's fine,
and I wouldn't want to play the Ravens in the postseason. Yeah. The Ravens went, you know, nose to nose with the Chiefs last week. Of course, they didn't get it done because, well, you know, the Chargers have Rivers and the Ravens don't. That's basically the bottom line.
That's right. And we were talking about that earlier. Who wants to go to Soldier Field in January to play the Bears in the playoffs?
No, that's correct.
So, I mean,
who wants the Bears? The only team that I think is Bears-proof in the postseason at home is New Orleans. I don't think anybody beats New Orleans in New Orleans at home in the playoffs. I just don't.
And I get they have the inside track to that one seed, certainly. So, all right, that's a nice segue to our top five here, Sal, brought to you by our buddy Pat McConaughey from Manny Mac Home Mortgage. He's a licensed loan originator at PA in New Jersey. So if you're thinking about refinancing your existing mortgage, lowering your payment, give Pat a call. He can hold your hand throughout the whole process. You can reach him at 267-474-6379. That's 267-474-6379. Annie Mack is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 338923. And I want to do there are five seeds that are basically locked up in the NFC. What I'm asking you guys to do is to forecast for me who's going to have the one seed, two seed, three, four, and five. Okay? Because the sixth seed almost doesn't matter. Somebody's going to fall into it and lose the opening week, probably in Chicago. So how about we go, I'll go first here. I think the seeds are going to be like this, top five seeds in the NFC. New Orleans one, the Rams will be two, Chicago will be three. I think Dallas gets that four seed, Seattle five.
So you have it pretty the way it is?
I have it chalked. Yeah.
Okay. I have it, without knowing what the tiebreakers are, which is kind of the big bugaboo here, I have the Rams first, I have the Bears second, I have the Saints third, I have the Cowboys fourth, I have the Seahawks fifth.
Wow, I don't know. I don't know if Seattle, if New Orleans could even fall to that third seed. It's an interesting. So you have New Orleans maybe losing twice, Joe, the next 3 weeks.
They got Panthers, Pittsburgh, Panthers.
Okay, all right. Sal?
Well, I think they'll lose to the Panthers on Monday night because it's the Panthers' last stand. Where is the Pittsburgh game, Joe?
Pittsburgh games, it appears to be at home.
Oh, is it? Oh, you're right. It is. It's in New Orleans. New Orleans' last two games are at home.
Okay, well, the Saints are going to win two out of three.
Right.
So, I think, boy, the Saints could be going to the Super Bowl, people.
Yeah.
They really could be. I mean, you know, that loss by the Rams to the Bears was pretty important. I'm going to go Saints, Rams, Bears, Cowboys, and Seahawks, number five. I think the way it is now is the way it's going to be.
Right.
I think it's going to be very difficult. The only surprise that I see is the sixth seed. So Minnesota's got Miami. They're going to struggle to beat Miami because Miami runs the ball. Minnesota's going to struggle. The Panthers will lose two out of three. If the Eagles, I'm doing this. If the Eagles beat the Rams, which would be totally miraculous given all the injuries on defense. The Eagles are going to the playoffs. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If the Eagles beat the Rams, this is a play-in game as far as I'm concerned because they will beat the Texans. No one's concerned about the Texans here Christmas weekend. Not concerned. The Eagles beat the Rams. They'll go on a 3-0 run. It's a big if, and they'll be the sixth seed.
How about that? Yeah, there's a path. There is a path,
for sure.
But it starts tomorrow. They lost the first one of this Crucible when they lost to Dallas. If they lose tomorrow, I think you can just about wrap that up. So
I will be up in your neck of the woods. I'll be at Ventresca's in Doylestown on Thursday, December 20th at 6 p.m. And I'll be at the Doylestown Bookstore before that, both on Main Street, beautiful downtown Doylestown. And anybody that's been up there knows they really do a great job decorating things for the holidays.
Beautiful.
So I'll be in Doylestown Thursday, December 20th.
All right, everybody, please get up there, get a copy of Sal's book, Philly Special, How the Philadelphia Eagles Won Their First Super Bowl Championship, available on Amazon.com. And Sal, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you about it all next week, all right?
Wow, that was a great segment, great guys. Right. The show's great, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Sal. Thanks
Sounds
very
great,
much,
Sal.
Pal.
Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you.
All right. Timmy's been holding out forever. Why don't we get him on here before the break?
Hey, Tim, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on? How you doing today?
Thanks for holding, Tim.
Hey, I just wanted to touch base real quick on the topic of conversation that keeps coming up this day and age, and I think it's people talk about slightly as far as, you know, the league changing and whatnot, but the one caller a little bit ago had mentioned, you know, are we going into like the golden age of quarterbacking? Now, I'm 43. I've been watching this game since I was 7 years old every weekend. Like, I love the game. And the argument of who's like the better quarterback era, who the best quarterbacks are, I mean, people got to look back. Marino threw for 5,000 yards back in, I think, 84. It took 25 years before another quarterback did it, and then the year it happened, five of them did it.
Mm.
So it's almost like when people start comparing
they really got to start breaking down errors. I mean,
Johnny Unitas is one of the best throwers of the football who ever lived. What would he be doing today? You're right.
Yeah, well, not only that, but I mean, just that on top of the complexity of offenses, on top of the refereeing, on top of the NFL changing rules to increase scoring. I mean, you look at, for instance, I hear people all the time, oh, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Well, if you take a look back at any given time, you probably don't have four Hall of Fame quarterbacks playing in the league at one given time if you're really looking at the true essence of what a Hall of Fame quarterback is. Because of fantasy football, it's not the Hall of Fame anymore. It's the Hall of Popularity. Mm-hmm. Terrell Davis, as much as he was a phenomenal running back, there is no way that he should have made the Hall of Fame. However, he was a very popular figure, and he was in the earlier stages of fantasy. And like a lot of these inflated, I would say, popularity of these players is almost watering down the Hall of Fame, where there's players getting in and players that are not getting that probably should.
Mm.
I'll let you guys take it from there.
Well, Tim, thanks for the phone call, man.
Yep.
Quarterback has stayed alive, though. Because you pointed out that Hall of Fame stat about quarterbacks last week, that there's only, 11 in the history of the league or something. That's insane to me. We're going to digest that more on the other side. By the way, I got to talk to you about your Rams as well as the top seed when we come back. Chris Harris is coming
up. We got Harris coming up, 610-632-0975. Again, one of our last fantasy segments. We'll probably do one more after this. So let's get on the phone to Harris, 610-632-0975. Those of you who are in crucial, crucial semifinal games this week, and Harris will set you straight.
He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti. Tyler Zuli's producing right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. This week in pro football, proud to have a sponsor, First Bank. Joey Calabro has been a leader and commercial lender in the Southeast Pennsylvania market for over 27 years. He's a market executive at First Bank, which is a local bank that understands the challenges of business and can make local decisions in a timely manner. Not only is Joe a banker I know can get business done, he embraces a rare quality that has been lost in the lending industry, and that quality is building meaningful relationships with clients. So to Joe and First Bank, goals are important, but helping businesses meet their financing and cash flow needs is their focus. Joe and his team always go above and beyond to work with their clients and strive to have their best interests in mind. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a commercial bank for your business, stop in. See Joe or any member of his team in his Westchester office located at 121 North Walnut Street. Better yet, just give him a call, 484-881-3810. That's 484-881-3810. He will come to see you. First Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Entertainers want Philadelphia sports talk about the Eagles, Sixers, and more. Listen to 97.5 The Fanatic using your Amazon Alexa. Listen at home or in the office. Just be sure to enable the skill. Say,
Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic.
Then anytime you want to listen, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic. Okay, let's get started.
How do you build on tomorrow today?
It starts with one story, one focus, one decision, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Brimar Trust, and we're one team with one goal, to help you grow financially. Whether you're expanding your business, buying a home, investing, or protecting your wealth, BMT has all your solutions under one roof. Trust us to make tomorrow's vision a reality, one financial decision at a time, one BMT. Visit us online at BMT.com.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Text and tax additional on select models with approved credit. 27-month leases, $24.95 due at signing with $1,500 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. 50% off used 2018 due at the cross expires 12/31/18. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout. Over 250 factory-fresh Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 50% off original MSRP. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. Your choice. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 per month. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. Experience the new Buick. GMC. We are professional grade. Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 per month. Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout. Hurry, your choice. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 a month at fckerbeckbuickgmc.com.
Come join us.
'Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
The reviews are in. Philly's newest sports bar is now its best sports bar. Stats on 17th. Located in the heart of Rittenhouse, Stats on 17th has over 30 screens showing all of the college and pro games, great food, smoking hot waitresses, and bartenders with drink specials during all the games. Philadelphia finally has the great sports bar to watch the Birds, Sixers, and Flyers. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street below Davio's. If you want to watch Philly sports with real fans, there is only one way. Stats on 17th. Stats on 17th.
O'Reilly. Right now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points and receive a $15 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's knows when it comes to fries, the more the better. Because people just can't get enough of their favorite hamburger sidekick. So for a limited time, Wendy's is giving you any size fry for just a dollar. That's a small, medium, even a large order of natural cut sea salted goodness for just a buck. Any size you like for the same little price. But a deal this good won't last long. So get any size fry for $1 from Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. A la carte only. Excludes top fries. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Nick's driving through a nasty storm and counting down the minutes until he gets to his in-laws.
We're here.
But one thing he didn't count on? Being there an extra day because he didn't test his car battery.
Oh, no.
Think ahead. Think advance. At any time, 1 in 4 batteries is about to fail. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Sports Talk for Pennsauken and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here this week in Pro Football, 97.5. The Fanatic, good session there with Sal. A lot to talk about. And in the coming weeks, Joe, we're going to have to get more into a couple things. One being, boy, comparing this Eagles season, assuming they do flame out and they don't make it, how that compares with the other 15 teams in the NFL that have won a Super Bowl and then failed to make the playoffs the following year. And then the other thing is looking forward to this playoff run, you know, especially in the NFC. Who do you want to see? I mean, how do you want those seeds to shake? Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to pick your poison. Do you want a Chicago team with that defense coming to your venue if you're New Orleans or L.A.? Or do you want Dallas coming, not as good a defense, but a much more potent offense?
Be interesting to get into. Absolutely.
All right. How about we get into it with this guy, who's the purveyor of HarrisFootball.com and back from a one-week hiatus. Good to have him back, Chris Harris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Yeah, for me, it was like a three-week hiatus into the cold, so you can have it.
Into the cold, Chris Harris. You know, you grew up on the East Coast, didn't you?
You grew up. I have a house in Massachusetts. I'm just on the. I'm a total poser in the West. I'm an Easterner.
Yeah, and yet you can't take the cold.
No, I cannot take the cold. It's over, man. It's over.
It grows out of you. Yeah, my in-laws moved to Florida, and they come back up here in their parkas and stuff like that in March. So I hear you, Chris. I understand.
Now, Chris Harris is a unique individual, and but he's. I didn't say soft. Now,
I'm saying it.
Okay. Well, listen. 610-632-0975. Please get on the phone. I only got a couple more Harris's left, so if you want to talk to this genius, you got to do it now. 610-632-0975. I'm starting, Chris, because it's partly my show. So which Josh am I playing? All right, Mr. Flex, King of Flex, Josh Adams, Josh Reynolds.
Same game, too. I think I'm going to tell you Adams. I mean, I know it was a disappointing result last week, but I liked, you remember that very first run, Josh Adams? I actually did a YouTube little clip on that very first run that Adams had against the Cowboys. I was like, ooh, dude, I didn't know you had that. You know, a little lateral move, a little juke when he gets to the second level. I mean, you worry that the game just gets out of control and I hate saying it in this market, but you know, there's a potential pasting and maybe getting away from the run game, but I think I'd probably play Adams.
Chris, one of the questions that I have for you is that my fantasy hopes have been scuttled over the last 2 weeks due to just bad quarterback play from stud quarterbacks. Rankings aside, do you expect the numbers that say that Jared Goff and Russell Wilson, these guys have put up in recent weeks, you expect that to continue as the weather gets colder, and should I be counting on getting points elsewhere?
I mean, with the benefit of hindsight, I guess we look at that Rams-Bears game pretty different, and maybe that is sort of a poodle Rams team a little bit, needs to be warmed. The Harris of NFL teams, maybe.
The Harris
Rams,
of NFL
calling
teams.
The Rams a poodle. Boy, you're right there. They looked awful. But how about the play calling? Yeah. How about the play calling, Chris, in that game? How do you give the ball to Ty Gurley 11 times in 25-degree weather against the best defense in the league? I'm getting a little worried about Sean McVay. You know, you think back to the Atlanta game, the playoff game last year, and his performance Sunday night, when in a crucible game, he forgets to run the ball.
It's one of those things. I've never called plays in an NFL game, so it's hard for me to stand here and say, but I can imagine the momentum gets away from you. You get an idea. You think you see a matchup, you know, and it's out of what winds up looking bad in retrospect, and probably he regrets it in retrospect. My takeaway was they just looked freaking uncomfortable in the cold.
They sure did.
You know,
they
didn't look comfortable. But anyway, this is a long way of getting around to, I mean, my advice in general with these dopey fantasy football playoffs, and this is what I do for a living, and it's embarrassing that I do it for a living, but I mean, you know, the 1 week scenario is just impossible. There's just going to be guys who in one, Tyreek Hill did it Thursday night. Keenan Allen got hurt, but, I mean, Tyreek Hill, you know, the perfect embodiment of his, you know, of his night is the long touchdown hitting his face mask and bouncing off. Wouldn't have counted, but he's the number one receiver in fantasy all year, and he gives you the big nothing burger right at the wrong time. And, you know, I kind of think maybe I don't want to look for causation. Maybe it's just sort of annoying correlation.
Let's get a couple calls in for you, Chris. Shaq in the Northeast has been waiting. What's up, Shaq?
Yeah, what's up, buddy? Just a quick one. Pick two. Fournette, Tariq Cohen, and James White.
Fournette. Probably White sits. Yeah, I think probably White sits in that case. The whole James White is an RB1 movement that I had to fight against.
You were right. You were right about that. And especially when Burkhead came back, that was the end of James White as a premium fantasy play.
Sure, which doesn't mean he can't go out and catch 10 balls, and he's good. But the guys who are specialists tend to stay special. And honestly, Tariq Cohen is going to trend that way, too. But just where he is right now, I would probably go Cohen over White. Definitely playing for him.
All right.
Brian in media is up next. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Great show. Question for Chris. flex position, TPR, Tyler Boyd or Tevin Coleman if Ito Smith sits?
Yeah, I'm not even sure Ito Smith changes my answer. I think I'll play Tyler Boyd, to be honest. If I get a point per reception, it's close. Tevin Coleman's just an interesting dude. I think he's going to be somewhere else next year, a free agent, probably, you know, sign somewhere and look like a feature back and then not play like one. Strikes me more athlete than football player. Like, mm-hmm. looks awesome when he gets out in the open field and sort of doesn't get there enough. And, okay player. Boyd's hands, man, that kid's been a revelation. It doesn't do anything great other than just throw it anywhere near him and he catches it.
Boyd is a great play as long as A.J. Green is there. I mean, because he's an excellent WR2 on a team, and sure. It really frees him up, you know.
Let's try Jason in South. Go ahead, bro. What's up? Jason's next. Jason in South Philly. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. I got a little bit of a dilemma here. So I got Andrew Luck and Jameis Winston, or do I take a shot at picking up Josh Johnson? There's also a little caveat. Because he had Keenan Allen with a goose egg.
Oh, I think that makes it even more just like, don't get cute.
Yeah, please, come on.
It'll be great.
Come on, just go with Andrew Luck and stop.
Sure, agreed.
And sometimes we fantasy players, we just go out of our way to complicate what we're doing.
Absolutely. <Right.
laughs> Everybody within the sound of my voice, don't play Josh Johnson.
Yeah, Josh Johnson. How about that? Boy, you talk about a team that Chris was just totally, totally wiped out. Have you ever seen a team more wiped out by injury than the Washington Redskins this year?
There's nothing left.
I'm sure, but it's been rough. It started with Darius Geis, and now we're hearing Darius Geis had some terrible infection and might not be ready for next year. It's awful.
And how about Alex Smith? Is he out of the hospital yet? I think he might still be in the hospital. That injury happened almost a month ago. And, boy, just a shame for the Redskins. But listen, are you warmed up? I hope you're warmed up enough. You got a big game there tomorrow night. You got my beloved Rams are playing the Eagles. And it's a last stand for Philadelphia, certainly in terms of what they're going to do this season. But it'd be nice to see the Rams snap back a little bit. Any reason to think that they're not going to get over last week's deep freeze?
No, I mean, it's a big number, and I probably wouldn't play it, but if I was going to play it, unfortunately, I don't think I'd take Nick Foles.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
All right Chris. Listen, thanks a lot, pal. We appreciate it. We'd like at least one more week with you, so if you can spare us a few minutes next week, stop the shopping for just a minute, we'll grab you for the title games, all right?
Championship. It'll be time for championships, absolutely.
All right, pal. Thanks very much.
There he is, Chris Harris, harrisfootball.com.
Yes, and... couple good segments. Oh, by the way, see, because you don't remind me, Joe.
Never do. I'm terrible about this.
Chris was presented. I mean, Sal was presented by the good folks at First Bank. Chris Harris presented by the great folks at Concrete Cutting Systems. And now we get to the most dreaded part of the show, where Joe Torti continues to be Joey Vegas, going 2-1 last week, and now has opened a game and a half lead on me as we head into the dreaded pick segment. And we'll also do a little Where Are They Now.
That is all coming up next on the other side of this break. It's Pat Callahan and Joe Torti here on This Week in Pro Football.
97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic's Holiday Wheel returns next week. This year, we'll be spinning the Holiday Wheel three times a day with Farzetta and Trey at 9 a.m., Gargano and Mertidis 1 p.m., and Mike Missinelli at 5 p.m.
Son of a nutcracker!
It's your chance to win amazing holiday prizes. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com and register now for your chance to spin the Fanatic Holiday Wheel.
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Happy holidays. From 97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon.
Hmm?
Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well,
free from worry.
And now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank, understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
Shopping for a new Ford will be a five-star car shopping experience if you put a John Kennedy Ford dealership on your list to visit. There are 5 John Kennedy Ford locations, so you're probably close to one right now. Woo-hoo! Start your search at kennedyauto.com. View thousands of new Fords, from the all-new EcoSport SUV to work-ready F-Series trucks. Get a bottom-line price sent directly to your inbox. Start now at kennedyauto.com. John Kennedy Ford. Enjoy your ride.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
All right, fellas. The last thing you want to hear when you're in the bedroom is, hey, it happens to everyone. This is Trey Thomas. And sometimes you wish you had a little help when it comes to doing your thing, if you know what I mean. Who wouldn't want a little performance enhancer when it comes to that? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. As guys, we all want to be 100% confident, right? Well, the folks at BlueChew.com have come up with the first ever chewable that brings your performance to another level. I mean, listen to some of this. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night, and it's less expensive than the other two. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office. Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 975. You'll only have to pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 975.
The Fanatics Holiday Wheel will start spinning Monday, December 17th. You have a chance to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's in Conshohocken, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers and Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Happy holidays indeed. This is Doc Leon from 866 Doc Leon and the Center for Emotional Fitness in Cherry Hill. My wish for all of you is to have emotionally fit holidays and a mentally healthy new year.
Hey everybody, Chris Therrien here from the Philadelphia Flyers, and I'd like to wish you and all your loved ones a very happy holiday season. Enjoy it.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torrey back here to wrap up week number 15, Joey, of this week in pro football, 97.5, The Fanatic. As usual, my trivia question is still out there, 610-632-0975. I just wanted to know, besides the Patriots, name me, there's four other teams that have won 30 games in the month of December the last 10 years. Come on, a couple of them are pretty obvious, I think. So let's get on the phone and somebody win this hat, 610-632-0975. In the meantime, Bags, a little Where Are They Now, presented by Evolution Energy Partners. Eagles are playing the Rams. So how about a little Charlie Young? I don't. Do you remember Charlie Young?
I don't remember Charlie.
Will you please stop being so young? Will you knock it off with the whole youth thing?
I'll work on that. I'll do what I can.
Charlie Young is a 1972 grad of Southern Cal. He was the number one pick of the Eagles in 1973. He was a six-player pick. That's a tight end. Shows you why the Eagles stunk for 25 years in the 60s. but he had a good career. He was traded to the Rams for Ron Jaworski, 1977. What a great trade by the Eagles. The Eagles were in the Super Bowl 3 years later. Stupid trade by the Rams. Charlie did win a Super Bowl for San Francisco in 1981, and he now volunteers with the United Way. A lot of people, I'm sure, hearing my voice remember Charlie Young, one of the flamboyant tight end, very, very talented guy, and good to see him still doing well.
Very cool. And that's an interesting trade that you bring up, too. Career footnote.
Yes, it's funny. The Rams and the Eagles made some big trades over the years. Remember, that's how Roman Gabriel got here.
Uh-huh. And don't forget the Sam Bradford for Nick Foles.
Never forget those two quarterback giants. All right. So, all right, here we go. It's time for the dreaded pick segment presented by the good folks at UGI. And Torrey just can't be stopped. 2-1 again, 24-16 on the year. I was the usual 1-2. I'm now 23-18. I was 18-9, and I just can't get it right. But I got it right this week, Bag. So what do you got?
Okay, so I'm going to start off, and it's all teams that we've been talking about, actually. Green Bay hits the road against Chicago. Chicago, 5.5-point favorite. I like them to cover the number. I will be taking the Chicago Bears at home. They have a team that just looks super to me. I'll also be, and I'm going out of order here. Tampa Bay visits the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore is -7.5. I think Tampa Bay is in a full-on spiral. I really don't like the way that team's going, and Baltimore is playing like every game really does matter for them, and they've got the right quarterback starting. So I'll take Baltimore -7.5. And then I head to the bottom of the bracket here. The top games of the week. New England visits Pittsburgh. New England's a 2.5-point favorite. This is just the kind of game that Pittsburgh wins +2.5, so I'm going to go ahead and take the Steelers +2.5.
How about that? You're taking the Steelers +2.5.
All right. 2.5 might matter.
All right. I like New England at -2.5, so that's one of my picks. I like the Patriots, which means I guess the Steelers are going to win. But I just think you yourself mentioned it. Pittsburgh's in a spiral, right? And then you go and take them. So I don't know. The Torty spiral apparently goes upward. So I don't know. So I like New England here in this game. Tom Brady, Joey Bags, just I got a stat here somewhere. If I can just find it. Here we go. Brady, 7 wins, 23 touchdowns, and 1 pick against Pittsburgh since 2006. So I kind of rely on that. I like Buffalo -2.5 against Detroit. I think Buffalo's a better team. All they got to do is win by a field goal. Detroit, clearly, the clubs are in the trunk. And get me the hell out of here. I think Buffalo wins this game. And I like Carolina +6. That's a lot of points to give a home team that's 5-1 at home against the Saints. You mentioned it earlier in the show. The New Orleans offense is not what it was. They're not nearly the same on the road. I think Carolina wins this game outright.
Wow.
All right, pal.
So that means at best, the Saints are going 2-1 down the stretch.
So all the Rams got to do is win against the Philly, Arizona, and San Francisco, and they would get the one seed.
One seed. Yep. Easy as pie. There you go.
There's the pick segment. A little Did You Know presented by Bryn Mawr Trust. Did you know, Bags, that the Eagles are 9-3 straight up and 10-1-1 against the spread in their last 12 against the Rams?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a one-sided series.
Yeah, it's all because of Nick Foles.
That's why. Yep. That's on one side or the other, whichever side it is.
Did you know that Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback, has more rush yards than any Eagle?
Apparently that didn't show up on the scouting report for anybody the last 3 weeks because Allen's running for like 200 yards almost. It's crazy. That's remarkable.
And that only six NFC teams have a record of 500 or more. I mean, that is incredible. This was supposed to be the stacked conference, Joey, where, you know, that was way better than the AFC and just teams like Minnesota, Green Bay, Philadelphia, the Giants, Atlanta, everybody was going to be jockeying to get to the final, to the dance. And now the sixth seed is going to be a terrible team.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. We were sure. And the class of the league might still be in the NFC, but the AFC is getting strong in a hurry. I don't think people saw the Chargers doing what they're doing. Wouldn't surprise anybody to see Pittsburgh right the ship. Baltimore's hard charging. I mean, there are some really good teams there that could fill out that side.
Do you believe the LA Chargers could end up a 13-3 five seed?
Wow.
Oh, man. That is brutal. I mean, that's brutal. And I'll tell you what's equally brutal. Nobody answered this question. I'm telling you. I don't know what I'm going to do here. The answer is, if anybody cares, if I could find it here, Joey.
Well, I've got him, if you need him.
No, I don't. Pittsburgh has won 36 games in December. Green Bay, 32. Carolina, 32. And Indianapolis, 30. So it was Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Carolina, Indy were the other four. And nobody cares. And I get to keep that.
That's a shame. And yeah, I only went 2 for 4. I didn't come close. Tyler came up with Carolina, which is a good get.
I don't know how he did that.
But Indy, out of nowhere.
So give me a final score to tomorrow night.
So all week I thought this was going to be a 2-touchdown game, and now here I am. I didn't even take him in the dreaded pick segment. The more and more I'm thinking about it, I think that the Rams win and the Eagles keep it close. I'm seeing like a 27-21 game where the Rams take care of business.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are going to cover. I do. I think even if it's a late cover, something like out a late touchdown, you know. But I think that the line now is up near 13. But I see this being like a 34-24 type game. The Rams defense is not that good. The Eagles are going to score some points. So I'd load up on fantasy wise. I'd throw Ertz in there. I'd throw maybe a Josh Adams in there and Alshon. They're going to do well.
That's good. Just in time for me to be officially eliminated from fantasy contention. That's nice that you and Chris Harris are, you know, conspiring to give me all the bad advice early and all the good advice now.
But if they do lose tomorrow night, Joe, boy, what an autopsy, what a viewing it's going to be those last couple weeks of the season. You know, to come back from it, you know, 1 year removed, not even 1 year removed from the most euphoric Philly fans have ever felt, and here we are with not even making the dance.
Pretty remarkable. I can't remember what it feels like to be playing out the string, but I have a feeling that I'm going to be reacquainted with what that is.
But you and I, though, we will soldier on here because we got lots of playoff implications, lots of interesting things to still talk about.
No question about it. He's Pat Callahan. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in today. Thanks to Sal Pau Antonio for joining us and Chris Harris providing his fantasy expertise. Tyler Zulli produced. Thank you very much for that. For Pat Callahan, this is Joe Torti. Pat, I will see you next week, Pat.
All right, Joey.
This has been This Week in Pro Football on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.